G'day guys, welcome to Mailbag Preview for Sir Rupert Clark Stakes Day at Caulfield on the 22nd of September. Wish, the man, the wish, how are you?
I think we've got to stay away from that. You know, trolls pick on me and call me wishy because I've got no firm opinion on things.
You've got firm opinions on most things.
Well, they couldn't be further from the truth, could they? That's why they're trolls and they hide under a bridge and everyone hates them.
Now, before we start, what happened to your eye? Was it
got in a
at the races? Was it the Betfair function?
I got in a street fight.
Street fight?
Street fight. You should see the other bloke.
Troll?
No. Well, there's a small little mark under my eye.
It's a fair mark.
The week's been alright. The week's been fine. Like, there's been something come in. Bit of finance. Backed a few winners. But there's an angry cat that didn't get fed on time. So it sort of scratched me on the eye to wake me up.
The missus or the cat?
No, but if missus would have hit me, my face would have exploded. She would have hit me with a frying pan or an axe or something like that, a sledgehammer. something which was a little bit more solid than the cat paw with a little scratch. But yeah, a little mark under there, but we'll be right, we'll kick on. The cat got fed, all good. Righto, how come you always continue to pick on? I tell you stuff in confidence and then you just hang shit on me. It's not really...
I just find it so funny that, as a rule, I think people who have cats are pretty sus.
Sus.
Like, you're a contradiction. You're always a contradiction. Like your Instagram post.
What about my Instagram post? I'm building a profile on that. I had a professional photographer, and you're taking the piss. Jealousy's a bloody curse. You know, all these fence sitters and blokes throwing stones.
Scoot sent you that photo taking the piss out of you, and then it says you whacked it straight on the ground.
What happened there?
Fell off.
I'm new on Instagram. I'm trying to build a profile.
What's your account so they can get there and follow you?
Same as my Twitter, @VicBookmaker.
@VicBookmaker. Lots of fishing pictures and...
No, there's half a dozen.
Now some portrait shots at the Betfair function.
There's some portrait shots at the Betfair function and half a dozen fishing shots. But fishing's very big on Instagram.
It is?
Yeah, it's huge. It's good.
You trying to get in there?
What I really like is fishing photos. And I love that brown cardigan stuff. It's a grouse, like, you know, they just do funny stuff on there. I really like brown cardigan and fishing, and that sort of nearly pulls me up. But, yeah.
Kook of the Day is good as well. Found that yet?
What?
Kook of the Day.
Right, I don't want to be on Kook of the Day, but I'm sure I can find it with my superior search abilities.
It's good.
Now, any chance of doing anything racing related or what?
Yeah, we'll get into it. Thanks for the beers too, by the way. Appreciate it.
Mountain Goat, these aren't too bad for... craft beer, actually. I don't know if they're craft. They're CUB product, aren't they?
No, they're not. They're an independent brewery.
Okay. Yeah, I don't mind drinking them. So it's been a buddy. I've had heaps on. It's good to have a beer. Pity the company wasn't better. Right.
Right, race one.
Race one. How about Mountain Yard Mail? Are you going to do any of that this week? Or...
Yeah, there's no Mountain Yard Mail from Belmont. Peter's got a wedding.
Right.
Yeah, but we'll have Mountain Yard Mail from Sydney, and I'll be at Caulfield. Well, I more than not reckon it's crucial on Saturday. I don't know how you can bet without it on Saturday. It is a tough, tough card. You sort of thinking the same?
Well, this track rail out 9 metres. It could
some say it's on pace early.
It could go one or two ways. Like it
generally you think run on.
Well, generally the first couple of races will be sort of lend themselves to be a bit on pace, but that's just because the grade of the race and the age of the horse. Like. A lot of the times you get to the maidens in the country and the first horse leads all the way and wins because it's simply just the difference between the top and bottom, bottom so high. But I'll have to evaluate through the day. Like I can sit on the fence with this one. You know, patterns of the race will be dictated by tempo and the jockeys, you know. I can sit there and pull. I'm unsure. With the rail out 9 metres, I would have thought the best lanes would be 2 or 3 off the fence, but... Then again, you know, I'm a finance broker, full-time finance broker now part-time bookmaker. So I'm at no
part-time
stage...
Part-time fisher?
Yeah, I'd like to be a full-time fisherman, that's good. But at no stage have I lent myself to do any physical labour, which includes greenskeeping or manufacturing race courses.
Which you can tell.
Yeah, well, you're skinny, you know, I suppose you're skinny if you do... I've actually lost a bit of weight, so those juices I'm having in the mornings, but...
What juice? The Nutribullet.
It's got Nutribullet, yeah. I've gone from the Kmart one to the Nutribullet. I actually prefer the Kmart one, but... I have. I've been eating a bit better. I've been drinking just as much, if not slightly a little bit more grog. And, no, it's just a, you know, banana, strawberry with no pins in it.
How far could you kick a footy when you were playing footy?
50 metres with the wind. Whoa! Easy, mate. Easy.
50 metres.
I can sail.
I think we need to figure out like a sort of percentage we take off what you talk about is your junior sport, because you said you did a 15 beep test during the week.
I did do a 15 beep test.
15 beep test.
It was a 13 beep test.
I played decent football and I was fit.
I was fit.
Very fit. I ran a 13.3. I was a midfielder.
Yeah, I would have beaten you. I did do an over 13.
There's no fucking way you ran a 15.
I didn't run a 15.
You're supposed to run 20 metre sections. I reckon it's not a 10 metre sections or even 5.
It's not a fit. I didn't run a 15. It was a 13. But at the end of the day, Dicko, it's not my fault that I'm slightly better than you.
All right. Race one, 1,600 metres, 3-year-olds.
Would you like some odds?
Yes, please.
Looks like a very even field here, judging by what the plastics have put up. Global Exchange, $4. Thunderdome, $5.50. Savvy Oak, $6.50. Then a Fighting Fury, an Extra Brute, $7. Severate, $8. They're all in the market. There's one horse over $10. It looks a raffle. And if we're going to do a speed map, which I believe we have got a speed map here, likely leader is Thunderdome from Louis the Legend. This looks like a bit of a muddling tempo from what I can see. This is a very hard race to find something to go for.
You want that horse that's sort of closed off, I reckon. That's got that turn of foot. And it's not a race that I'm interested in betting in at all. Severate could really improve, I thought. It'll get a soft run, shouldn't be too far away, which I think will be good here with this lack of pace. Global Exchange or First Class Dreamer or Extra Brute con and a kick forward if there's going to be any tempo. Otherwise, they will just walk. I don't think we'll get any guide to the way the track's playing. And I don't want to bet. I think it's really tricky, dodgy start to the day.
A few of these over 1,600, they're going to want more ground and trying to get it.
Yeah, well, there's a lightly raced weird horse here. A stayer, like, you got to respect it. You can't penny it.
Matt Kamari.
Fighting Fury was, I think it was backed a little bit last. It backs up from last Saturday, doesn't it?
It backs up from last Saturday, correct.
Go Ollie to Willow, which I'd rather Ollie, but it comes from the brutal race where the on paces just held on.
Just moving a bit closer so I can get more central because, you know, got to be right front and square.
Front square?
Well, you wouldn't know what that is. You would have hung wide. You would have just hung wide and clapped your hands, mate.
Fuck.
You wouldn't have got the hard ball.
You would have had to be
55 kilos.
You would have been on one edge so you could kick till you could gently get it onto your right peg because you wouldn't have had a left leg.
Yeah, no, I had a left. I had plenty of things.
We just had a kick before. I don't even know about a right leg.
Yeah, we had a kick with a rubber footy. Anyway, right. So we're not really keen on anything in the first, and I don't know which way to go. These are all sort of not maidens up, but
keep going.
I don't know what you're doing, mate.
It's
it's not something I could dive into, race one. And generally, you don't hold much money on it anyway, so hopefully no one spears me.
Right, I wish. Race number two. It's a benchmark 78 over 800 metres, for God's sakes. Like,
yeah.
This should be race one, don't you reckon? Not the race one's any good, but fucking hell.
This isn't too bad for a benchmark 78. Lucky for all the weir horse, which last preparation, the market movers had a big win on.
Mm.
It did beat Furion in that race.
That was the day it beat Furion.
Yeah, it's $2.
At Caulfield.
That's it. And it's $2.30. Al Galil is $6. And then we have got Octobello at $7. And then we are out to double figures the rest.
What do you make of Octobello at $7? Like, it was a good win at Ballarat.
I think it's short enough off the top of my head.
Mm.
But if I had mapping these, Snip Fifth's the likely leader. Snitz Peg can roll and be, you know, a couple of pairs back. Angelucci from Barrier 15 is going to have to do something. So, Dicko's getting supporters on his phone there.
It's not what I want.
It's the mother-in-law. Once again, Snipfit is the likely leader. A lot of these horses don't have a lot of early toe either. So,
I mean, Harden can hold a spot. Golden Authority can sort of be forward midfield. Where they land on Snitz Peg will be really interesting. I reckon it's ready to win. Lucky for all, I think it's going to have to go back from that draw with its early pace. It's obviously the most likely winner. Hard to get down $2.60 though.
Out of the barrier, it's, if it drew a little bit of a little bit better, it'd be fine. It is second up. Sometimes they can is flatten out the right word, but it's an interesting race. I do believe it's short enough. The horse I'd like to see and can improve the way they train him is Belgravia, one of Lloyd's. Having that run behind the Avenger, which was good enough. Obviously, they pay big money for these horses, so you expect them to go.
Yep.
If anyone else...
And it's SP41s there. Wasn't expected to do anything.
No. It's obviously going to strip a bit fitter. It's the one at $10, which...
wasn't suited and was heavy in the yard.
Well, there you go. So there's, it ticks a few boxes. Wheel Leisure will be running on. It has missed a run, though. Once again, from a bookmaking front, if I can get Lucky for all in at $2.30, not to take out my entire, not to stand for the grandstand, but it has to take out something. But it may well drift.
I thought
Angelucci, if it had a better draw, I've got a bit of an opinion of this. Octobello, I don't.
It's too short.
Octobello's way too short, because it will get back, and barrier four will be back against the fence. Snitzpeg probably gets a really good spot from barrier 10.
Yeah, chop on. I thought Snitzpeg and Pleasuring were his two other horses. Pleasuring keeps D lane.
Well, Darren Weir be trying, wouldn't he?
Well, the market will tell us late.
Well, he's got to try.
He's just lost 5K.
He's got to find $5,000 somewhere to pay the fine for
misleading the public.
Negligently running horses in trials under the wrong names,
and then heavily backing them.
Well, I'm not sure about the heavy backing, but
you can go to Dynamic Odds and go backwards and look at the race and watch the Betfair Flux and make your own decision.
No one from the stable who did that, surely.
Oh, I'm not saying it was, but someone did, because you can look at the Flux and make your
own mind.
Someone
knew, but
there.
Anyway, I thought, on his best behaviour.
I thought Pleasuring, if there's some support or Snitz Peg, great bets, because he controls the race. But I think you'd have to be. I'd want to see a really poor parade from Snipfit, not to be chopping on it. Controls the race. Kenny Keys goes well. Thornton, I love her on this sort of ride. Suits her style. Mm-hmm. And I thought Ayers Rock even big odds. Yep. Again, I'd love to, if I can get sort of 41s and 61s late on the fair, they're non-losers.
When they're $61, they're not Dutch, they're winning.
That's what I'm saying. Just tick tick, they're in.
But as you said, if Belgravia strips a bit fitter too, it's well in or not.
I'd say I want to wait another one or two runs.
I just see this Belgravia, these are sort of forms that those El Mandan profiles had when they, just had ran a couple of goat races and then come out when they were trying, it's just improved out of sight.
Yeah, I agree, it's definitely got upside. Race three.
1,000 meters,
3-year-olds.
Written by, millions of rest. No, written by is $1.60. And then we have More Than Exceeded, $8.50. Roosevelt, $8.50. And Fine Dane at the $11 mark. But we've got a short favourite here in written by. And
There's a fair bit of pace here. So
if I had to map this race...
Well, Heart Conquered can go forward. Written by wants to be forward. Rock Hard's always forward. But Roosevelt, Robert Defate, More Than Exceed, and Irish County can all sort of push it along. So I think it's going to be quite a good speed. I think Written By will win. And if it gets rolled, I think the horse that'll roll it will be Fine Dane, who was the best close of the day at Mowi. Will just sit off this and be the one sort of suited by the good tempo, if one is. If one can catch Written By, I reckon it's going to be Fine Dane. But Written By's trialled like his comeback sweep. He did have a massive... physical edge over the majority of 2-year-olds last year. So obviously he's not going to have as much of an edge now as the other horse to catch up to him. Really keen to see what he looks like.
Yeah, well, this is where my reliance does come in on the Mountain Yard Mail. I'm not worried about the 59.5. It's drawn perfectly. And I would actually like to see it sit one out, one back. you know, written by.
It's faster than them. It's like if I'm faster than you, which I would be, say over 800.
At the moment.
Always would have been. You would have been 16. You'd be 4 years older than me. I would have been faster than you when you were 16. I was 12. But say we're running 800 meters. What's the point of like keeping you next to me with 100 meters to go? I may as well drop you the whole way as I'm just cruising at a faster speed.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing to think about. But I think Rock Hard will lead hard.
Mm. I think he'll sit outside Rock Hard. And this other horse will shit itself and go, I don't want to be involved in this sort of tempo and drop off.
Written By should just win on ability. Actually, we could rely on how fit it is, but it might just win on ability. 1,000 metres, look, yeah, it should just win on ability. What more can I say? I at that price, so once again, I'll have to put it in for something because if it gets beat. But you got it comes down to your percentages. You can still put it in and win on it. I'd be happy to lay the Cummings horse. I'm happy to lay all the Adelaide horses. What are you doing here, mate?
Just fucking with it.
Yeah, hold on.
It's all good. You're right. You're on.
Yeah, there we go. You're in the Melbourne Hub of Finance. You're doing this to the. What are you just trying to let people know what goes on in here? Righto. So yeah, written by should win. Written by should win.
Race 4, Wish, 400 metres, benchmark 90, mares.
Benchmark 90 mares. Well, this is about you. You're an old grey man.
That's what I call me, old girl.
Yeah. Diana could, if she put a bit of rinse through, though, you never know what she could do.
Oh, don't fucking watch it, mate. Watch it.
Do I watch this show?
Yeah, every show.
Beautiful. You
just lost a customer.
No, you know what?
She's gone gracefully grey, as she should.
I reckon she should put a bit of colour in and get out and disco and just tear it up a bit more.
What, you like what you do?
I have not ever put anything other than peroxide in my hair.
No, what you don't? What's Rogaine?
No, that's make my hair grow. That's sweet. That's Mickey Mouse. I've never put any.
You peroxided it once, did you?
No, not peroxide.
You bleached it.
Tips. The grouse.
That's no good for the Rogaine. You're burning the scalp there. You're hurting the follicle.
Yeah. Look, mate, I'm fine. All right. You know when you say, I'm slightly better than you? If you don't get on the Rogaine, in 3 years' time, I'll definitely have more hair than you. I've probably got to get more hair than you at the moment. Well, there you see. Hesitant. Very hesitant. Look at it. It's receding and thin and fluffy. Righto, so.
Race 4, marker, please.
Right, Tulip, $3.60. Istria, $7.50. Shakura, $6. And then I believe we're sort of, in Shoko, $6.
Shoko, I think they're calling it.
Shoko. Yeah, they have been calling it Shoko. But Shoko, I would imagine, would lead on its runs at Sandown. The rest of them are going to be back a bit. I think Lady Flanders and Spanahead and Royal Applause will be in the next sort of set. Once again, it sort of seems that a lot of these races, they're not... You take out Shoko.
Yeah, and then
it's just a muddly. Oh, Mamsel Test will be up there as well.
Where do you think Tulip's going to land?
Well, it is for mine the best horse in the race, or it's got its most well credentialed horse in the race for
sure.
Well,
yeah, front of the Everest.
Yeah, so it's
I think it's cast. But I hate this map for it. I love the horse. I love how it parades. I always do. I'm really concerned with the map from 12 and what the stable does. They'll often be negative from there. We've got no choice but to get cover kind of thing. And I'm really concerned they take it back. It should win this race. It is the best horse here.
It may depend on what happens on the previous three.
Yeah, yeah.
Because...
But again, we've had some two low races.
I've got to think for a nice term to describe, I like to call them lettuce leaf eating pygmies, but I might get more marks on my face. But it depends what the tribe of jockeys dictate the races are going to be. But it's why good jockeys are good jockeys. They find the right spots and they don't listen to the status quo of
Your mate the tripod's on Soho Ruby here, drawn one. He'll kick up. Yeah, he'll be midfield at worst.
He rolls like there's a couple of he. Mickey Walker, though, his hands, they just roll for him. There's a few of them, they Damien Lane's a little bit the same too. Like, I mean, because they're class jockeys. I think the...
Brian Dunn's flying at the moment.
Well, we've got a question about that later on.
Overall, he's flying.
Yeah, he could have... He tried to do us a favour and just missed by a half head on Wednesday.
Oh, you can't make the horse try.
No, I said he tried.
Focus. Righto.
Look, Care of the Race, Tulip. Shoko's probably the up-and-coming talent and will lead hard in the race. Linda Meach aboard, which is, you know, to Dan Kelly's tick of approval. I don't mind Linda Meach. She's a bloody good rider. Shakora's got ability, but it will be well back and run on.
Shoko. Or Shakora?
No, Shakora will be well back and run on. The more and more you go over it, if it gets a clear run, it should just win, sure. But
I don't think you... But we've got to decide if it will or it won't. Here's what I'm doing. I'm against Tulip. I can't find it off with this map. It's too concerned it's going to get back and just sort of hit the line okay. This is a horse that is suited by rolling forward and being forward midfield and just... being a better horse. I'm concerned where it's going to land and how the race is going to shape up for it. I think if Truly Discreet parades well, it's a really good price because it has a beautiful map. This is a horse that was pretty talented and pretty brave last prep. Put its hoof on the till a few times.
Yeah, it would have been close
as well at Sandown.
Yep.
And I think Lady of Flanders is the wrong odds here. It should be almost half what it is. I'm happy to suggest a good bet on Lady of Flanders and Truly Discreet. And they'll be the horses I'll be trying to find from the yard.
Hold on, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Lady of Flanders has got barrier 14, so
if Tulip... I think they're going to be aggressive from there.
If Tulip's aggressive, it will... You'll know at the start.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think they'll be aggressive from Tulip.
They might watch the show. They might have to be.
But they won't. Well, the stewards watch us, but maybe they do. I don't know, but...
Stewards watch us?
I don't think they'll be positive.
I might need a bit more marketing. It's $500 free advertisement, isn't it, sometimes? depends what I comment on.
Race 5, 1,100 metres.
Yes, we have YPO at $3.60. Marsupial, which is a bit like you. You're a bit of a marsupial. You go $7.
Is that a sledge or a compliment? What is...
Yeah, you wouldn't know. Eduardo is $9.50. And also Bonds Away, $9. Then we've got double figures the rest.
All right. YPO across and lead. Eduardo can kick up. It's a fast horse. It's an impressive horse. It's a horse with a lot of upside.
And it's got barrier one.
And she can train.
There's no doubt about that.
She can train.
I actually agree with you and said this bird can train.
After I declared this horse a Sandown, remember?
Mind you, I backed the winner at Cranbourne on Wednesday, which was in the numbers. But
yeah, of hers.
Yeah, of hers.
Crossed.
Yeah.
Cross and
B
lead,
Park just
which is important to do, Andrew Mallion. You've got to cross and lead on firm twos because it's very hard to make ground.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. But
especially on a Seamus Award that probably wants 1,600.
You may be right, but anyway, Sarah Schlotch. Slotch? Slotch? Slotch?
I don't know. Sarah Zed. She's a really good trainer.
SC. Yeah. Nah, she's been bloody good to us. Like, we backed this horse at Sandown, I backed that horse at Cranbourne on Wednesday, which pulled me out of her. I still actually lost, but
it helps.
Made life, yeah, better. It'd be good for racing if it won.
That'd be great for racing.
Yeah, I reckon.
There are a couple too, the trainer and jockey.
Oh, she got out Brian Park, is she?
I think so.
Right, well, Brian, you better be on your best behaviour and roll forward, son. Get that worked out. The horse here but there's a few of these that have been around a bit. I do tend to agree. There was a tweet there. Heart of a Lion, I know it's a 9-year-old, but it's ran in better races in Adelaide. I don't think it's a $26 chance.
Is Lloyd Kennywell going any good, though? Yeah. And Joe Bowditch, are they going any good?
Lloyd Kennywell, well, they go good in Adelaide.
Yeah, I know, but we're previewing Caulfield.
Yeah.
He's had one winner I can remember recently.
Yeah, but he, a while back. Look,
I agree, you're getting the right sort of price.
You're getting the right sort of price. Bonds Away has beaten better horses.
Big.
Yeah, well.
Thank you, Nick Noonan. It's the greatest help I've ever had.
Apart from me with any of your lifestyle choices, but you don't seem to listen. YPO, well, yeah, we've said it all day. Today's a bit of a raffle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, today, Saturday is a bit of a raffle. I can't, yeah, through...
Trav has got Bonsai as the best drier on the whole card of the horses. Well, sure.
if that's the case, it comes right in and the $9 is big odds. This is actually really... We've got these pens and the things come off. It doesn't make me happy.
Buy a new one.
Oh, this box of boxes of bastards over there. But they're good pens, these. I don't like wasting
focus,
stuff.
Focus.
But yeah, Eduardo, I...
What do you make of Oberland going 1,200 to 1,100? Ready to win. Why is it going back to 12, back to 11?
Yeah, but it's going to sit well back in the field too.
It has been savaging the line, Jonathan.
Mm. It will sit well back in the field and may get in traffic from barrier 5, but it's not without a chance. What about the Spruik? The Spruik horse has been spoken about a little bit. Is Brian. Like, there's a few of them that have been winning and going okay, so... It's a tough...
So you're still getting big odds for a horse's last two starts, stepping up slightly in grade. So is Oberland.
Actually, we might be saying with big odds about a lot of horses. I think if Nick Noonan's found Bonsaway, we've got a lot of faith in Nick. Bonsaway should be right in there.
I can't have it off the mat, though.
But if they're swooping, because this rails out 9 meters...
If they're swooping madly, then everything I'm saying about the map, out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm doing it for sort of fair to on pace.
Well, look, if it's on pace, we'll go with our girl SZ. Or SC?
SZ and BP. Brian Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tipping at Eduardo. And one sort of outside the box here, I really like the way it maps. I think it's up to this, is Spending to Win for the Smurdens and Regan Bayless.
For who?
The Snowdens.
Sorry.
The Smurdens. I'm not implying anything by that.
No, you can't help it. You're an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. That's spot on. I think Vanderpur... with a big drift, could be a bet as well. I think it's up to this. And man, a horse like Man from Uncle for DK, if it hemorrhages late, man, you've got to really.
It's been spruiked a lot. It's
got ability.
Yeah, it hasn't been going any good.
Yeah, but if it hemorrhages late, sort of the Humidor style two starts back.
But then again, it's run at Flemington. It might not be a Flemington horse. Yeah, look, you just.
Yeah, Man from Uncle could win this.
It's hard to catch, Weary.
YPO is hard to knock, but the price isn't hard for me to knock. It's too short for me. Yep. I think that Eduardo's the main play, definitely winning, Spending to Win. Could spec Vanderpur and Man from Uncle. Jonathan, anything else?
No, we're eating into time here, and it's only two of us. I don't know what's going on. Now,
we're just dribbling a fair bit.
Speak for yourself. Right.
Race 6, 400 metres.
Three-year-old fillies. The favourite is Anjana Regine. Sorry, Anjana's around the 460 quote everywhere. Regine, $5. Assertive Play, $5.50. Spanish Whisper, $8. And then we're at the double figures the rest of the field.
Track play is crucial here. Like, by now we know what it's doing.
Yep.
If they're running on, Golden Halo, Crone, Anjana, Assertive Play, and especially Kinky Boom is the value. That excuses last start, it's ready to win a race like this, drops back in distance. They'll be the ones that'll be fighting out the race. If it's on pace and Spanish Whisper Parade improves its behaviour in the yard, which I'll tell you from the many I mail, it'll fucking win. It'll win well. That horse was back like it's a really good horse. It looked like a really nice horse. It just shit itself mentally before the race. Spent all its petrol. Mystic Journey was a run of the day almost a month back at the Valley. It'll sort of be midfield. I reckon it'll hit the line pretty hard. And Tahitian Dancer is another one I think is the wrong odds. Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, we've got the map here with Spanish Whisper close to the pace, the Lumineer on pace, and then a couple of ones that are out the gate closer to the pace. There's multiple chances in this race. I did the race before the odds come out, or officially sort of out. I was with Anjana. Like, I think it had it got snicked last start.
Snicked. Matty Hill's using snicked.
Hey?
Matty Hill uses the word snicked.
He must be another bloke who watches the show. So he calls races?
Yeah, it's a race call. Oh, thanks for watching, Matty. I reckon he's a gun race call. It's almost too good.
I actually don't listen to the race calls that much because, no offence to Matty Hill, but I just try and look for the colours. And usually I'm... I've got three horses which I'm worried my sphincter's going in and out and in and out and in and out, and they're the ones I just want to see. Oh yeah, it's got blocked, it's at the back of the field, you can't win, you beauty.
Were you watching them all last Saturday? Because you look pretty cast to me, you look pretty sore.
Last Saturday we had the, so Thursday night I was kept myself together. Friday we had the Victorian Bookmakers Association lunch and had a few beers, like not heaps. And then...
What time did you get home on Friday?
After midnight.
Yeah, not heaps, just a solid session.
No, I didn't have many at lunch. Well, I did have a few at lunch, but then I got distracted and caught up with some people and had 400 beers from, I don't know, 9:30 to 12:30. And end result wasn't flash, but to my credit, I fronted up and we were able to win something. So we're still afloat. But anyway, Anjana got snicked. This Chris Lee's horse, Regine.
He's flying. He's fucking flying.
He hit the line like a really good horse.
He's a scary, scary guy at the moment, Chris.
And I like...
That horse last Saturday fucking hemorrhaged.
Yeah. But he wouldn't take it... He wouldn't fly to Melbourne if it didn't have a chance or didn't have an opinion.
Oh, but I used to have an opinion of him, like... I know him a fair bit. Like, that he'd send it down here to have a look to win next start. You know? Season the horse, Victorian way and shit. Win next start.
But
last Saturday, it hemorrhaged and it pissed in.
Mm. It ran through the line. It ran through the line and it ran through and it pushed. I like horses that push up the inside because when they actually get clear running three or four off, they actually go harder again, I believe. The Tasmanian horse was very good last start too. It might be the roughy.
Which is that?
Mystic Journey.
Yeah, that's the way I thought it was in front of the meeting almost.
Yeah, and it gets the best map in this race.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mystic Journey. So, look, the horses I'll be keeping inside are Regine, Anjana, and Mystic Journey, or Mystic Journey, Regine.
Crone was huge last start.
Crone was good. Crone was definitely good.
Red heavy, on track for 1,000 guineas, I hope.
Yeah, we backed it pre-post. But once again, you're
going to need it now more than ever.
There's 8 or 9 chances in this.
It's a tough race.
Wouldn't surprise, but they're the three I'm with.
Race number 7, it's a Group 3 over 2,000 metres.
This would be the Rupert Clark, I believe.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Sorry, that Rupert Clark's number 8. I've clicked on the wrong box. We've got that thing, Night Watch, $3.50. It hasn't been good to me, to be honest. Our Venice Beach, $8. Folkswood, $6. And then we're double figures, the rest of these. Do you want to give them the map? I've just done something with the
internet. It's a messy, messy wrap. Messy map here. I think it'll be good speed because of it. Our Venice Beach and Northwest Passage are likely leaders, but there might be a horse that is cast and then has to make a move. I hope and expect Our Venice Beach to hit the line pretty well, run top 5. We've backed it for the Melbourne Cup. My only Melbourne Cup bet. There's only one horse here that's had the run 2,000 metres outside of Our Venice Beach, and that's Yogi. His two runs this prep have been enormous.
Absolutely.
He's improving gradually from the yard. I reckon he's going to get a run in the Melbourne Cup. And this is how he's going to do it. The horse is fucking airborne.
Yep.
There should be enough speed here. Obviously, I'd like to see them making ground down the outside or just making ground in the straight. Obviously, it's a little less relevant in a staying race. But this horse should be half its quote, in my opinion. It's had the 2,000 metre run. Its two runs this prep have been fucking enormous. It's not ready to... It wasn't even presented or backed like it was ready to do anything.
No. A
little bit of late hemorrhaging here from... Like 15s and the 10s, and I think it's a fucking moral, and I'll be unloading.
I like. It's actually a strange horse, Yogi. It might have had some problems or something because it ran in the Terrain Cup in April last year on a heavy 10, you know, which might not have been right. And then it got to Warrnambool, and it was
brutal.
And it was $7 into $4.40, and should have won the Warrnambool.
Eight.
It should have won easily, and it hit the line. Yeah, it's a. It's a strange profile for a 6-year-old, but there's no doubt I was on it. Yeah, I was on it heavy and not each way because I'm an imbecile at Moonee Valley last start. But I would like to see Yogi win because...
It's a move is bad.
Because I backed it.
It's a move is bad. It's pretty obvious. It's the only horse we've got keen about all meetings so far.
Oh, keen about.
It is an interesting race though. Like what Megablast does first up for Weir, Suppressor's going nicely. Ventura Storm, I thought it paraded like a skunk, but it hit the line really well first up. Simt Win, Odeon, High Am, all horses I'm really interested in.
What about Mighty Boss?
can't win, is fucking no good.
It's a lovely horse.
It's a good looking horse.
Yeah, it's a bit like me.
Oh, yeah.
Except I've got more ability.
All show and no go.
Oh, shit.
You peaked once. You're in that 15, yeah. You know?
15? No, 15 I was cast. Had glasses and braces, mate.
Right, the beat test.
Oh, that was 13.
No, I've changed.
That was 17.
Guys, it's changed. Next week it'll be an 11.
No, it was a 13.
Race 8, the Serupa Clark 400 metres Group 1 Handicap.
Oh, so hold on. So, yeah, well, I'm with Yogi. And out of Venice Beach, I'm always wary of...
Lloyd.
Well, they pay such big money for these horses. If there's anyone else... If there's anyone else that paid, like, millions of dollars for these horses and they weren't winning, like, what would you do? You'd be like... Well, you wouldn't. You'd be sitting under the bridge at Swanson Street or whatever. Like, you'd be completely and utterly... Stone motherless, broke. Yeah, you just deal with all the Vietnamese heroin dealers up there in Richmond now.
Oh, my God. Like,
what do you mean? Well, that's where you got to be careful.
Race 8.
You're right there. You're right on their door in Victoria Street. So, Rupert Clark, do you want me to give some odds?
Yes, please.
Right, our home of the brave, 420. Land of Plenty, which used to be Australia. We hope it can continue that way. $6.
Oh, fucking hell. Just stay calm.
What do you mean? Peaceful State, $10. What else we got in here? Osborne Bulls, $6. It's short enough. IMO. Yeah, anyway, I said Peaceful State, $10. Oregon's Day, $14. Look, good. This is a very... The prices don't indicate how even this race is.
Oh, my God. If there's not one horse here... But I would be surprised if it won.
Yep. Do you want me to...
I think Land of Plenty and Peaceful State are the two most talented horses in this race and will be the better horses that come from the race. Dollar for Dollar is flying and is ready to win. Mr. Sneaky's ready to win. Oregon's Day hit the line enormously in a really good race, which proved to be a strong race last Saturday at Flemington. If Tulip runs, she gets a really nice run here. She gets a much kinder run than she gets in the other race.
Yep.
Showtime can bounce back. Its SPs would suggest it could. Showtime's SP is shorter than Grunt did.
I realise it, right? But this
Miss Gunpowder, soft run. Home of the Brave, it's hard to pen the way it maps and the times it's run. It did get it pretty easy there, though.
What about Drew's horse?
Oh, I'm just penning it. But I wouldn't be fucking that surprised if it won, because I don't know anything about it, really. I'm just... There's not a horse... Light in My Veins, I think, is the wrong price. I mean, I've marked it short.
I reckon... It is.
Fast Net Tempest hit along good. Holy Snow going good. Osborne Bulls, SP, get much shorter than Land of Plenty when it beat Land of Plenty 2 starts back. Land of Plenty then come out and pissed in at Mooney Valley. It's got to have a case.
But it's got an ace up its sleeve, Land of Plenty. And Peaceful State. Both of those horses have got a massive ace up their sleeve.
Which is that, DK?
It's Aussie's Choice. Like, if Aussie's Choice gets a run here out of 12, I think it's outclassed in this race. But they say don't use pacemakers, but it is a perfect pacemaker for the Peaceful State and Land of Plenty.
And obviously, there's no reason why they wouldn't do it, because they did it last week in the Group 1 with Blackheart Bart, and it wasn't mentioned in the stewards' report.
Well,
so why would they do it again here? I agree with that. The horses, I think, are disadvantaged by the map, a dollar for dollar, Mr. Sneaky, Oregon's Day. And even to an extent, Jungle Cat, I don't know if it'll be able to get in.
Well, this has got hot pace in this race. There is hot pace, for sure.
The track play, key. If they're running on, and it's like a fair track, there's going to be some really good horses. Peaceful State, Land of Plenty, Osborne Bulls, Fast Net Tempest, Light in My Veins, Widgie Turf here, that'll be fucking hitting the line pretty hard.
Yeah. We know the pattern by here, and even if it is slightly lead, if this race is slightly, like if the pattern is slightly leaderish, I don't think it'll matter here, because if it's slightly leaderish, there's going to be four go to the top, and they're going to burn. They're going to burn the turf here.
So then do you want to be on like a Miss Gunpowder Showtime right behind that, a Tulip, or do you want to be coming from the back?
Well, dollar for dollar, Home of the Brave, Aussie's Choice, they're all going to be rolling. Hell of a street nose. I think Peaceful State's going to be, could land in front of Land of Plenty. It was a little bit big in the yard, Peaceful State.
Peaceful State has more upside than Land of Plenty, slightly,
yep.
Condition-wise, in my opinion. I also thought that, and I still do think, that Brutal is heavy and has improvement to come.
Brutal or?
Brutal the Hawks Horse, so they're spelling.
Okay.
So because they're spelling it, like people think it might be at its top, I think it might be about to lose, and it's a colt, and they don't want it to lose.
Okay. Well, look, if I had to purchase a horse out of this race, I think Peaceful State would be the horse I'd purchase.
I'd buy Leander Plenty, but I'd be happy taking it, either one home.
Yeah, well, Peaceful State's a four-year-old horse, and Leander Plenty's a five-year-old Australian. Yeah, anyway. But Peaceful State's the one I come up with at the odds at the $10. Jungle Cat, like, it has ran good time and it has run group races. It will depend on what my bearded associate here finds in the yard with it as well, but it would not surprise for mine. Look, obviously Home of the Brave goes okay. Leander Plenty, we're already backed at reasonable odds as well. Look, we could set this race up to win for himself. So let's just see how it plays on the day, but I would not be afraid of backing Peaceful State each way.
Yeah, hopefully we build a position, because this is a card where I'm only interested in really getting involved from the yard and really trying to pick it away, find a little angles and little edge, build enough of a bank here. I want to launch late, because you're getting great odds in all those races because they're so hard. So if you can find one or two, it's going to be a big, big day. Race 9.
Righto. Race 9.
1200 metres, group 3, set weights for mares.
I'm excited, $4.60. Global Glamour, $5. Alakazoom, $5. What else have we got here under $10? Nothing. Nothing under $10 apart from that. So there's three right in the market at around the $5 mark. So 60% of the market in three horses. And the other, what have we got? Another 11 horses make up another 60%.
Global Glamour's had 2,000 minute trials. If it's on pace, be really hard to beat, I think.
I didn't speak to you. You got here late again, which is standard. Yeah,
it's had 2,000 minute trials, which is perfect for this sort of race.
It is clearly the class horse in the race.
This is a horse that's run second in a group one against boys, and here we are in a fucking group three against men.
So like, and it's got 58 kilos, and the bottom weight's got 55. Like, it is
very well in.
Yeah, it's well weighted. I
Alakazoom ran enormous, but like,
could be flat.
It's a real peak that it's ran, so yeah, you got to be careful. I'm excited. He's always around the mark. It's always a really short SP. You go broke, you're back at every start. Creativity gets a lovely, lovely map, but the stable is cooked at the moment. They thankfully have put on a jockey that can ride here.
As long as he doesn't go to the casino till 5 a.m. the night before.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard that he has, but some of the bookings, like, when you're struggling as a stable.
Oh, sorry, creativity. I thought you were talking about, I'm excited. Sorry, I mixed up.
Nah, well, I put him in on Wednesday. They censored it a bit there, what I said.
Oh.
Anyway, it's a good race. Leather and Lace got ability. Princess of Queens will hit the line, I reckon. It's a really nice horse. It's got sort of a slow mature. I think it's still got more to, it'll get better as it gets older. Alakazoom was huge first up. It was the best run of that day. Platinum Angel, fresh. Be interesting how it parades. Hasn't had that long off. Could do something. Oh, I'm excited. It's got a lot of talent. On its day, fucking Life on the Wire could win this. So could Prussian Vixen even.
No, oh, look, I'm pretty clear on what I'm going to do here. The race pattern, I don't think, is going to matter. I'm pretty keen on Global Glamour. Just this sort of horse, it's had the two trials leading in.
How much shorter could it get?
If it's on pace,
maybe at, like, fours, right?
Yeah.
So we just wait and see a parade. Mm. And if we're getting $4 and it parades really well, and the track is fair to it,
yeah,
fucking launch.
The other horse I liked was Leather and Lace. It was good last start. You know, it was held up and didn't get the right run.
D Lane
aboard.
Gets on.
Second up.
Last start.
Yep, it's one. But the horse we're forgetting about here, this horse is clearly has got more as much as ability, but is it injured? Is it absolutely gone? Is it given up racing? You know, some mares just stop trying.
Gone.
That's Furyk.
Gone.
Furyk,
I'm done with it.
Yeah, it looks as though it might leave.
Look what I wrote, it might be gone.
I think it's gone. I really think, like Alakazoom was huge last start and went through the line, but will it be a bit flat second up? Like, it is a pretty, if you can get $5 the old each way, $5 and $2 to place Global Glamour, I'd be have no hesitation in backing that each way.
I'd rather say you're having 10 units. I'd just rather have 10 units on to win.
Yeah.
Then it sort of drop off in the straight and run fourth. No, I'm serious.
I don't. Yeah, but it is it has. It's had two starts at Caulfield for two wins, which furthers its case. The
big query I've got with the horse, other than I would declare it like I did Yogi, blinkers off.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Righto, so what are we doing here anyway?
Case Bet Cup is a Rupert Clark, so that's right. Race 8. Pick a horse, a roughie, quickly.
Well, Lander Plenty's $10. That gets me in enough, doesn't it, or not?
How dare you? I can pick. No? You're pushing Peaceful State.
Peaceful State. Oh, I've got to say Lander Plenty. Sorry. I meant Peaceful State. Weird horses. Too many beers. I've had a busy day. I've got a lot of stress on my plate at the moment. Yeah. Peaceful State is... Sorry. I said Lander Plenty at $10. I meant the other weird horse,
Peaceful State. I'll take Miss Gunpowder.
I'm definitely with Peaceful State.
I'll take Miss Gunpowder. I think Lander Plenty is the one that should.
And who still owes me a slab? Because, I mean, Dicko, fortunately...
I've already got my slab.
Fortunately, Dicko left his wallet in the car today, which...
what do you reckon the beer tally's at?
Okay. Jack Dickens, 0. Jay Walsh, what, 2 slabs. Punting Form, 10 slabs. Betfair. Punting Form and Betfair and all the good bikes look after us, you know. Anyway, so I'm with Peaceful State. Sorry, Neil.
Okay, now you have mail from Caulfield and Sydney, wherever they are.
I think we pretty much agree with it. If Yogi gets a run and you get double figures, back it each way.
That's our best bet. That's our value bet, all in one.
Yeah, and that's...
All right, that's it. We're going to go some viewer questions now, so if you want to tune out, just tune out now. We're done. We're still... They've asked questions, so we should try and answer some.
Oh, shit, I've got a heap of... people have been doing stuff. Righto, hold on, what do we got here? Where do we start?
Tegan, Tigsy.
Oh, Tigsy Sage, what's he saying?
Extended time on Rupert Clark's speed map, please, gentlemen. Barrier draw makes it a tricky race to find a winner. If it's Case Bet Cup, can I have Land of Plenty or Hell of a Street? You can have Hell of a Street, Tigsy.
Righto, Tigsy, you're in.
I think it matched pretty well, actually.
But Tigsy's no deal anyway, so it's fine. But he doesn't drink. He drinks cans of Coke and eats caramel koalas.
Really?
Yeah. He drinks, but he won't drink at home. But there's always beers at his joint, but I can pot him. Like a 100% truth. No, Tiggs will go out and get blind, but he won't have a beer on
it. Sam Kennedy, is it true, Vic Bookmaker, that you will be broke shortly the way that you bookmake?
I've got to be careful what I say here, but jealousy's a curse, and some of the rings I work in often don't supply the best bookmakers at the course, and I believe one of the bookmakers may have said that about me. So when I get out of here and pull the knives out of my back, I'll deal with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Controversy,
yeah.
Controversy! What did you make of the Flemington setup for the other blokes?
The bookmakers probably haven't got the best... Robbie Waterhouse went off half-cocked. We've had one meeting there. Bookmakers probably didn't get the best run of the joint. But, look, we're in there. Bookmakers haven't got the best run of the joint. The boards are a little bit too high. Let's just see what happens. If they open up that space, like there's a hell of a lot of space there. If Flemington open that up and put a beer garden in and a, like if
beer they make that... For who?
For punters and drinkers. If
they punters put, or for members?
Well, both sides. You can do it both sides. Like, you could literally, that Flemington ring where the rails are, if you wanted to, you could... You could probably face a live band, which splits the, you know, it'd be like, I was going to say it'd be like apartheid, you know, the members and the band. They could have a band and the fence either side. You know,
that's all Flemington is like, though.
There's room to move. There's options and opportunity there, but the stand looked more, I had some long-term members. I had a bloke who's a 40-year member come up to me and said, "The new stand's just put on for blokes your age, mate." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "No tables, not for the punters."
So for like 40-year-olds?
I'm not 40 yet, but I'm well off 40. It's more for the social aspect.
But not for the younger people or the older people, those guys in the middle.
Oh, he basically... It's for the people... What he basically meant is it's for the people who want to go there, get blind, and not... So much racing orientate, like the racing. Yeah,
what about like in front of you on Saturday? There was those blokes like on a box who were like off their heads. Good on them.
Yeah,
but that's like, if you're not a member, that's what you got to deal with. You can't look.
I love those blokes. Like, so do I.
But it's also you should be able to be somewhere where
next question.
Next question is from Brandon Diplock. What consideration, respect do you give to New South Wales and Queensland form in Victoria throughout the Spring Carnival, Sydney horses have been doing noticeably well.
My profile says give them zero, son. Nah, there's if the right horse comes down, but I do believe it is a negative going the wrong way the first time. It's if they come down here and trial or...
Well, I think it's all relative. Like, yeah, like if you're going down Flemington straight, more forgiving of, like, more accepting of a Sydney horse. Queensland horses I'll be harsh on most of the time.
You got to take... You do have to take something.
Toby Evans can train horses that win in Melbourne, from my experience. Like, he won a few at Mini Valley last year. Flemington horses... down the straight at Flemington, don't mind. Around the bend at Caulfield or Mooney Valley, I want them to have one or two runs before they...
Mooney Valley's a hard course.
And I think at the start of spring, so like right now, you'll see more Sydney horses do well. And then as the spring gets deeper, they'll start to drop off.
Yeah, that's sort of, yep.
That's how I play it.
Tick. Righto, what else we got here? Scooter.
Brad Melbourne. W. Who would Walshy rather on one of his horses, Michelle Payne or Brad Rewilla?
Oh, that's an absolute lay down in his ear.
Michelle.
You're kidding me. No, I've got absolutely zero doubt in my mind that Brad Wheeler is 10 lengths superior to Michelle Payne.
Brian, Weir horses performing above expectations second up. Many have been a bit flat third up. Is this a worry for Land of Plenty? Knight's Watch looks to be a launch job if only 55 kilo D-Lane back on from a good barrier. D-Lane does get back on a Knight's Watch and... Johnny Arnold's on him at Flemington.
Oh, look.
His SP was good at Mooney
Valley. You just can't catch Weir's horses. Like, it's just... It doesn't matter what you say here.
I wouldn't worry about second, third up, would you? Just what the fair's doing, like... That's how you know which one of theirs they think's going to win.
Yeah, watch betting. And is, if it's 30s into 20s, that means it can win. Or just because it's rough doesn't mean it can't win. But it just needs to be that little lead.
Richard, what's Vic Bookmaker's thoughts on his favourite trainer getting fined for her opinions on the Flemington track?
I got fined 500 for less. She only got fined 300. She's a regular. It's not her first rodeo.
Do you think it's different from what Weir said about Mooney Valley?
Oh, look, I'm not going to pass too much comment. I was actually surprised she got fined 300. I would have thought she'd get fined more because she's been pinned before for it.
Do you think she just got fined for saying bullshit? That's the kind of read I got off it.
Not really. The bloke who runs the track at Flemington is an absolute fucking champion fella. So they got
Don't confuse what I'm saying. Oh, I don't agree with her. I don't agree with Weir. But I found it interesting that she got fined and he didn't. Maybe it's because she said bullshit.
No, it's a tone of it basically saying it was controversial. I've got to be really careful. I don't want to get called in again for nothing, but to the end of the day, it's either going to be open slather and we can say what we want, or there has to be the jockeys and trainers may need a more involved type of sheet about what they can and can't say.
The big one, like you hear it on like race RSN all the time, like how does this social media affect you? And they all go, it's pretty hard, you know, when you cop it. If you can't handle it, don't go on there. Go on there and take the good and then block out the bad.
Technology's changed. The whole... Everything's evolving, like the racetracks there. Everything's evolving. So...
Richard Green, discuss why D Dunn couldn't get its river over the line yesterday. Couldn't have had enough on turning for home.
Yeah, 100%. A lot. It's me man, Richard. I like him.
He's my man too. I don't think...
He tried his best. He couldn't get through. If he got through,
it had anything to do with the horse not winning. I think it just sort of thought about it a little bit. And
I don't know if it thought about it. It went.
I don't know how the other thing won more so, because it led at a good speed.
Yeah.
We should have clued on quicker.
We're spewing that.
Like Andrew Mallion should have clued on from that ride, where that horse had done all the work and somehow held on, that it was pretty on pace there.
Yeah. Oh, there's plenty going on. So. Oh, Brad else? W. Jeez, I've got a few. Look, yeah, Michelle can't ride. Future Bits. What would you like in the Caulfield Stakes? Jake White.
I don't even know what that race is.
Yeah, the winner. yeah, there's plenty going on. Get out there. Look, so sad day.
Are you taking on any horses? They can come upstairs.
Oh.
Streets of Avalon style.
Yeah, and then Streets Avalon ran absolutely stone motherless in Sydney at a short quote too.
Nice watch.
Get up. If you're up there, come and say g'day. Ask a question. If I can accommodate, I will. That's as easy as it gets.
They give you a couple of rolls over.
Yeah. Look, most of the time. Look, just ask a question. Just ask a question. That's what we're there to do. Don't be cheeky about it. Like, you get a couple of blokes who think they're cheeky and that, and just like I've had blokes before going, oh, you piss sweat. Go, how much you want on it, mate? He goes, $50. I'm like, please, Tiger. You know? You know what I mean? So, look, if you're fair dinkum and nice, my mate, it's the bookmate, most of them bookmakers on course as well. If you go and ask them, and you know, and you're not a smart ass, they'll look after you. Look.
All right, that'll do us. I want to get out of here.
Right, I'll see you.
Good luck. Win.